Blog Talk Radio.
Come here, Chris. Come here.
Hey, mate! Who put this thing together?
Rich.
You are now tuned in to GQ Pilots Radio. Love and love the same with your host, Rich Munch. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Peace.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. With Rich Money.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Let's go.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey Destruction. Formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it, do it.
I like to work more of my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living?
GQ Palace Radio.
Somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom, I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem.
back.
GQ Palace.
We gon' clap back. 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 We gon' clap back.
GQ Palace. We gon' clap
back. Taking the ball like Bush is dumb. I'ma find out where M lies. It's hotter than bomb. First, it could be much worse. It could be hotter than your scrum. Mask and gloves gun hot to burn it.
GQ Palace,
radio, struck the chord with the Christians, but y'all got the freakiest that are on a religion. And God gave me his blessing to handle my business on these white snitches. Let the need of a kiss. And if she somehow misses, he gon' meet the mistress and clap that boy like Birdman Eclipse. And it's all over my dick like I'm the star of the shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with the gun in your face?
GQ Palace, radio,
come on, clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butterbait, Butterbait, Butterbait.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. Back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. Back.
GQ Palace Radio. Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Buck 89, what's up, baby? Break it down. Break it down. In the muck.
GQ Palace Radio. Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Brooklyn, son, what up?
What's going on, Dogs and Beavers? Welcome back to another episode of Love and Entertainment with your host, who I be, Rich Money. Thank you for tuning in once again. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, tonight, we stirring things up a little bit different for y'all, you know what I'm saying? I just spoke to my man, Khalid Rashid, but he did what he was supposed to have sent in his information so we could put him on the air from 6 to 7, which I guess things got a little confusing. So he didn't get to send in everything, so I told him maybe we schedule him on a date. But tonight, we definitely have a banger for y'all. So how we going to do it is, the lines is flooded once again. You can sit back, tune in, and listen to the tunes, listen to some exclusive tracks, or you can press one, and we can talk about a topic you want to discuss, no matter what the topic is. You know, we discuss it. You know, people give their input on it. From 6 to 7, we do it like that. Then from 7 to 8, I have up-and-coming artist Columbia BT in the building. We're going to be playing his smashing joint, She's Crazy, featuring Rich Homie Quan. That joint right there, he's doing big things too. But that joint right there, She's Crazy, it's fire. Fire. When I say fire, we definitely take it to another level on that. We also going to find out what inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist as well. So what we're going to do is we're just going to sit back, relax. We're going to listen to some tunes. When you're ready, you press that one button, and we'll make it happen. Until then, this is called Basketball by Tory Page here on GQ Palace Radio Love and Entertainment.
Girlfriend, when is this thing gonna end? When am I gonna win? think that I don't know that something's going on. Do I know something's going on? Something's wrong.
Everybody in the hood like, that boy real, that boy good. I do it without the deal, y'all do it without the real. Coming for me, young boys gotta chill. So look for my man because the track is cooking. That's a banging beat, Silk, good looking. Now when they talk about who hot, bo bo bo. Who got the game on lock, bo bo bo. Who are ladies on the rug, bo bo bo. Who hit it popping in the club, bo bo bo. Who be all over the map, bo bo bo. Red hook on his back, bo bo bo. One man gang, my motherfucking name, bo bo bo. Live in Florida, but the boy from the east. I'm getting all chunky and turning into a beast. Keep it 100, I never ever switch. All around the world, rare hook in his bitch. Now I'm in Tampa, but the boy still cooking. New scorer on deck, Paul Pierce in Brooklyn. Do my thing anywhere, so what they gonna tell, bo? Pump fake, jab step, I'm good from the elbow. Anybody guarding me, that's a long knife form. All the ladies love me, got the long pipe form. And a good heart, extraordinary dude. I mean, look around, I ain't no ordinary dude. Just the facts, I mean, proof is proof. Every time they rap, they outside the truth. I be all over the map, and they love what I'm giving. Let the talkers talk, man. I'm out here living. Now when they talk about who hot, bo bo bo. Who got the game on lock, bo bo bo. Who are ladies on the rug, bo bo bo. Who hit it popping in the club, bo bo bo. Who be all over the map, bo bo bo. Red hook on his back, bo bo bo. One man gang, bo bo bo. What's my motherfucking name, bo bo bo. Fresh out the country, they say I'm wildin'. Cause every time they look, I'm on a brand new island. The guards, they wanna be him. Too far, they can't see him. But you know my style, baby. Carpe diem. Ladies wanna touch, stop and stare. But I'm chill, baby girl. My girl is here. As far as competition, I'm sweeping them up. I can't hear him out the country. Speak up. I'm Grande Papo. I'm a shark, you a tuna. Un jefe guapo. I'm the big kahuna. One man gang, you cross them, you die. Roll up on you like demon. Throw my puta. This is for the G's, so if you a joker, siéntate, cállate la boca. One man gang, so they put me in the ditch. Shout out to the hook, and I'm out this bitch. Now when they talk about who hot,
boom, boom, boom.
Who got the game on lock,
boom, boom, boom.
Who all ladies wanna rub,
boom, boom, boom.
Who hit it poppin' in the club,
boom, boom, boom.
Who be all over the map,
boom, boom, boom.
Red hook on his back,
boom, boom, boom.
One man gang,
boom, boom, boom.
What's my motherfucking name,
boom, boom, boom.
Now when they talk about who hot,
boom, boom, boom.
Who got the game on lock,
boom, boom, boom.
Who all ladies wanna rub,
boom, boom, boom.
Who hit it poppin' in the club,
boom, boom, boom.
Who be all over the map,
boom, boom, boom.
Red hook on his back,
boom, boom, boom.
One man gang,
boom, boom, boom.
What's my motherfucking name,
boom, boom, boom.
Now, I want to fill y'all in a little. So I know I've been going for a while, you know, just getting back into the groove. But, you know, I just got a call for somebody that said I sound a little nervous. I don't think I sound a little nervous. I think I'm cool at a game right now. It's just that it's been a while. It's been a long time. You know, a lot of stuff been going on with me and everything, which is neither here nor here, near or there. But I also want to give a shout out to, don't forget, check out that 2020 Club over there on Blondale Avenue, 1332 Blondale Avenue in the Bronx. You know, my man, Jose, I've seen him doing big things up there on Blondale. You know, it's a spot, 2020 Club. Looking for some promoters as well. Also, all your promoters, if you tuned in, check out my man, Hasim. You know, look him up, 2020 Club, 2020, you know, Blondale Avenue. So, like I said, if you have any topics y'all want to discuss, press the one button. But now we're going to sit back, relax, and listen to some tunes. I have up and coming artist Columbia BT coming on, and he's fire. When you hear his music, believe me, you're going to get up and you're going to dance. You're going to do your thing. Shout out to everybody in the GQ Palace page. You know, they showing mad love. GQ Palace, you know, question page. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to the whole Facebook family. I can't name all y'all. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody on Twitter that's been tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on Instagram. Don't forget, you can also follow GQ Palace Radio on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter as my name, Rich Money Richard, which is RITHMONY, RITHARD. You know, on Facebook, you're punching at GQ Palace, GEEQUE Palace, and you'll see everything pop up. Tuning in, you know. If you want to give your response on the general question page, you know, feel free to do so, because we talk about that as we be going live. You know, I ain't on it now. I don't know who's on it, to be truthful. But you know, and also every day I put posters up and get that feedback from the comments from all y'all. And if y'all feel y'all want to discuss topics that I put up, instead of doing it on the computer, feel free to call in on Friday between 6 and 7, and we can do that as well. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into another joint. This is by my man, TKC. This is an exclusive. He's from Rex in Effect. He's doing a solo thing. Check this joint out. Butter.
And Boogie Track.
Where's the party?
K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one. Let's go! Let's go!
GQ Talent, Radio, Radio. GQ Talent, Radio.
Let's go! Let's go!
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah.
Let's go!
Follow me.
Hey, where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that. Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and Mac. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at. Now we bout to roll. Rob holding me down and we bout to blow. Shorty surround me in a mob and you already know I got money in the stash, so I'm heavy with the dough. Whips on the strip looking like a car show. Me and this red bone bout to go toe to toe. I sat in the back before we got to that. She said, all I wanna know is where the party at. All I wanna know is where the party at. Push up on some with the crazy back. The kid bad death, the haters a fallback. See, all I wanna know is where the party at. Say what? All I wanna know is where the party at. that juicy gin. I'm in the S-skin, about to take it for a spin. Like poker with the stars, and I'm going all in. Looked over at my shorty with a devilish grin. I'm trying to bounce these nuts over chinny chin chin. She said, yo, I don't know about all that, but I might if you show me where the party at. Shorty, don't you know who I am? Boogie from the Notorious 99 fam. Watch the young man, I'm the king of the jam. I make like you're doing and slam. Bam! Look straight through her like a hologram. Pants look like she's smuggling two ham. We chat, I demonstrate my match. She threw it on me when I showed her where the party was at. All I wanna know is where the party at. Push up on time with the crazy back. The kid bad dad, the haters a fallback. See, all I wanna know is where the party at. Step inside the party live. All eyes on us as soon as we arrive. Bottles at the bar, didn't want to deprive. Squad met me inside, so I bought about five. Ran into some old school friends of mine. I'ma go handle some minutes, mama go socialize. Go order what you want, boo, I'll be right back. She said, I'm waiting for you, daddy, don't leave me flat. Never that, ma. Do what you do. Anybody stole on you, you know my crew, you good. I'ma holler at my people from the zoo. When I'm through, me and you gon' get right back. Heavy on that 1-2 step until we break sweat. Generals from the 9-9 on deck. Stepping on the haters like a dirty doormat. And you already know where the party is at. Where I'm at.
All I wanna know is where the party at. Push up on time with the crazy back. The kid bad dap, the haters a fallback. See, all I wanna know is where the party at.
Say what?
All I wanna know is where the party at. Push up on time with the crazy back. The kid mad dap, the haters a fallback. See, all I wanna know is where the party at.
That's my man KC exclusive, where the party at? If you don't know who Keith KC is, he's from Rex and Effect. His name is Keith KC from Rex and Effect. So Chad Riley and him, he's definitely doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting here trying to figure out, you know, like what topic to bring up, what topic to discuss. And it seems to me that nobody want to press this one button to bring up a topic. So I'm sitting here, you know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. You know why anybody's pressing that one button. Honestly, because nobody has a topic that they really want to discuss unless somebody brings up a topic. So, my topic would be, what is the longest you have ever been in a relationship? You know, and if it broke up on bad terms, or even if it broke up on good terms, and that relationship was long, would you actually get back with that ex? Something to just think about, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't have nothing in mind right now. That's just something to think about, you know? The question is, how long have you been? What was the longest relationship you've been in? You know what I'm saying? We're going to juice it up. We're going to spice it up, whatever we want to do with it. You understand? So keep in mind about that. What we're going to do, we're going to get to this another joint. It's called Big Dummy by my man Marvin D. Don't be discovered by the name Big Dummy. This joint right here is fire. Remember what Fred Sanford said. Remember what Fred Sanford always called Big Dummy. Come on, Big Dummy.
GQ Power Radio.
Ride with me now. Ride with me now. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. But at a time, I was my grind and I was hungry. And hunger pains like a
Bronco kicked me in the tummy. Had people in the town kinda looking at me funny, cause they knew I was a shit and couldn't take that from me. When I would shine, they would try to throw shade on me, like I didn't have a brigade and wasn't made on me. Every time I came around, they should've paid for my golf, man. I'm ready for it, this path was made for me. I'm the best, the U.S., y'all third world country. I'm a big deal, a million, y'all just munchy. I'm a problem like when Harlem had Bumpy. Gorillas over here, y'all queers, it's just funky. Me, I'm functified and y'all just funky. You second rate, I'm gonna get halfway house junkies. I'm about my bread, so we're that money.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you ride hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on you. Can't pull a wall over my eyes, you ride dummy. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy.
We hit the strip to flip and get money. But at a time, I was my grind and I was hungry. Had hunger pains like a Bronco kicked me in the tummy. Had people in the town kinda looking at me funny, cause they knew I was a shit and couldn't take that from me. When I would shine, they would try to throw shade on me, like I didn't have a brigade and wasn't made on me. Every time I came around, they should've paid for my government. I'm ready for it, this path was made for me. I'm the best, the U.S., y'all third world country. I'm a big deal, a million, y'all just munchy. I'm a problem like when Harlem had Bumpy. Gorillas over here, y'all queers, it's just funky. Me, I'm functified and y'all just funky. You second rate, I'm gonna gate halfway house junkies. I'm about my bread, so we're that money.
We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip and get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. You
can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. My third eye sword coming, they kept jumping. Situations and accusations like it was nothing. Big dog frontin' like he was something. But every time on the rear, it had to nothing. I kept the block jumping, hustlers pumping. And every time I turn around, a nigga ain't a something. Discerning chicken, princing his gin. And I wonder when OCD will they ever get it in. See me? I never figured it. Encryption's how they scripture it. Had me thinking black ones only living in the pyramids. Punchline and feeling, hook, line and sinker. My man went from soulful thinker. We flip the strip to get money. Prime time, stay on the ground, we never bum me. Since I lived in youth, I learned to get money, money, money. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. We hit the strip to flip to get money. Prime time, stay on the grind, you know we hungry. Brothers say they slick and got one up on me. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, you big dummy. So why would you try to pull the wool over my eyes? You know I keep them things open. Y'all niggas must be joking. Gotta be the shit that they drinking or smoking. Or you just praying and hoping that I'm lame, or your game is just that potent. You can tell me anything and get me open. Now get me this shit, hit the strip for a flip. I'm around gangsters, hustlers, torn artists. My city is New Guinea, you know this click, but it's slick. If you ain't on your game, you were big or get hit. That hotel is a bargain on clips. Where I'm from, we ain't heavy on that arguing shit. If it's on, then it's on, hit the spark in it then. Look what the locking done did, now they chalking the kid. Cause he tried to pull a wool over the wrong nigga list.
Dummy.
That was Big Dummy by my man, Harley. Like I said, don't be surprised about you know, the title of it, because that joint is fire. You can't front on it. It's definitely fire. Now, I am your host, Rich Money. Once again, like I said, you know, y'all got to bear with me. It's been a minute. It's been a long time since I actually been on the air. So yeah, I'm just coping back, getting myself together here and there, taking it one step at a time. Shout out to my kid, you know, it's baby Isaiah, baby girl, my baby Star Queen. There's so many, you know, and I love them all, you know. You know, that's just how it's supposed to be. You know, when you take a few minutes, you take it back, and you take the whole kid. You're not a real man. That's how I feel. I want to get into this other joint. It's called I'm a Smoker. You know, all y'all fun heads out there. You know, yeah, you could still show y'all love, you know. You know, you do what you do. That's how you do it. We don't underrate nobody for what they do. It's your zone. It's your zone. It's how you roam. Feel me? That's the way I got to take that. This is your host, Rich Money. GQ Powers Radio Love and Entertainment. Make sure y'all stay on the line because at 7 o'clock we have that up and coming artist coming on. Columbia BC here on GQ Powers Radio. Because I'm a smoker by dope tracks. Remember what you heard at GQ Powers Radio Love and Entertainment.
I'm mad at Tesco by Cinderella.
It's a GQ Palace.
I'm mad at the Cinderella. Cigarello, smoking on that la-la, got a feeling mellow, so if you won't, we can mellow. I'm mad at the Tesco, buying cigarello, smoking on that la-la, got a feeling mellow, so if you won't, we can mellow. I'm mad at the Tesco, buying cigarello, smoking on that la-la, got a feeling mellow, so if you won't, we can mellow. I met her at the Tesco, buying cigarello, smoking on that la-la, got a feeling mellow, so if you want, we can match my life, who know, kick it with the boy like that, Yellow Russo, told me she ain't had nothing to do so, told her what it do though, took her to the studio, passing blood like Rubio, told me she do video, really though, looking for a boss, well I'm the CEO. Cigarello, smoking on that la-la, got a feeling mellow, so if you won't, we can mellow. I'm mad at the Tesco, buying cigarello, smoking on that la-la, got a feeling mellow, so if you won't, we can match my life, who know, kick it with the boy like that, Yellow Russo, told me she ain't had nothing to do so, told her what it do though, took her to the studio, passing blood like Rubio, told me she do video, really though, looking for a boss. Well, I'm the CEO. I'm in the gut, lick a rut like a blunt. Beat the pussy up and after work we smoke a blunt. Fatter than Professor Clum, cuz got us gone. We'll be back next month. I'm exactly what she wants, she exactly what I need. She don't fuck with you chumps, cause I smoke the best weed. Got her eyes Vietnamese, but she look like Alicia Keys. Higher than the 28, sitting up on the Capri. It's from the blunt. Thinking I could say, ooh, la, la, la. I don't give a fuck, I'm just doing my thing.
ooh la la la. Smoking on that kush got me thinking I can sing, ooh la la la. I don't give a fuck, I'm just doing my thing.
I just checked my inbox on Facebook, and while I got the people that's on a general question page talking about they listening in, but they scared to press the one button. Why are y'all scared to press the one button? It ain't no different than y'all responding to the posts that I put in the general question page. So feel free to press the one button. If you don't, you like the music, then continue listening to the music. But as far as I know, a lot of y'all be talking on that general question page. So it ain't no difference than you being on the phone, on the air with me. At least we get to hear each other's voices and what we sound like. You feel me? But if not, I don't mind. As long as you're tuning in, that's showing love as well. So I'm not going to force you to press the one button if you don't want to press the one button. But the topic was, you know, I had said, what's the longest relationship you've been in? You know, something simple, something smooth, you know, but then we're going to spice it up. Why did you break up about that relationship? Now, if it's that serious and it came down to that, but let's say you really was in love with this person, would you actually take them back on another go-around? Or do you feel once a cheater, always a cheater? But a lot of people feel like that, but they still take the person back, believe it or not. So what we're going to do right here, we're going to get into this Tory Hayes joint, whatever it takes, here on G3 Palace Radio Love and Entertainment. I am your host, Rich Money. Stay right there. Because coming up, we have up-and-coming artist, Columbia BT. Like I said, my family from the DQG requesting, feel free to press that one button. I see you listening. I understand you're showing the love. I really do appreciate it. So I'm not going to force you. But if you feel like it, press the one. It's all love. It's all good. Rich Money. DQ College Radio. This is Brother Ben.
Forget about the girl now. I don't care if it breaks my heart, I need you to love me again. And if you tear me apart in my heart, I need you to love me again. I just can't take you to be with no one else.
All right, John and Jesus, welcome back to college. We have a caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
State your name.
Well, at least you wasn't scared to press the one button. I'm shocked people out on that DQ Denver question page. You know, they scared
you
to press
the
one button.
You know, I never heard.
I'm
here. Hey, like you said, can't nobody see me, so it don't matter. Exactly. All you gonna do is hear my voice. But
exactly.
I want to chime in on that topic that you got. That's pretty hot topic.
My longest
was 21 years.
Your longest relationship was 21 years?
21 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, like a junior high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And we got married 2 months
okay.
after the marriage. I wanted to get divorced.
So wait, why did you want to get divorced?
Because, I mean, like 2 weeks after we got married, right? He left town with another woman.
Okay, well, I think that's the reason why.
So, with that being said, the girl that he left town with, her brother told me, right? So, me and the brother started kicking it. When he came back, he was kind of teed off because.
Wait, so you started messing with the girl's brother?
I started messing with the girl's brother that he was messing with.
Oh, God.
But
you're starting some soap opera stuff here.
And so are the days of our lives.
So you was going with the brother. Let me get this.
And I knew this guy, right? So somebody had told me that that's who they thought that he was with. And I called him, and he was like, oh, yeah, you talking about a dude with all the hair? I was like, yeah. He said, yeah, they went to Georgia. I was like, really? I said, did you know that was my husband?
Oh, Lord.
So, when I told him that, he said, well, if he's doing what he's going to do, you might as well do what you're going to do.
Wow.
So, I did it. And me and him looked up, and I went to went to the court about a divorce, right? An annulment. They said I had to be with away from him for a year. So that's what I did, And I didn't have to pay anything. You know, the divorce was final. But then we went back together.
So you went back with him after that?
After it was about six to eight months. You know, some things happened, and he had moved to North Carolina. And I ended up moving to North Carolina with him and got pregnant by him after the divorce. And
what,
from
you
that,
know,
we
know
have
what they
a...
Say, what, you know what they say, real love. If you leave and come back, it's supposed to be true love. Right?
Yeah. And you know what? Today, him and I, you know, are the best of friends. We have a daughter out of that union, you know, which will be 25 this year. And, you know, his son that he has... Well, he talked to me. We friends on Facebook and everything.
Okay.
You know?
Here's the question. Now, if that man wants to get back with you, would you get back with
hell
him?
Hell no. I mean, heck no. Now, he's been married now, but... No. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's been... it's been over 20 years that we haven't been together.
Oh,
damn,
wow.
I'm telling my age now.
Oh, okay, so let me ask you.
Okay.
What if he came to you on bended knee? You know, he's in a ruckus, he's in a bad place, you know, he's doing bad or whatever. He needs a place to stay. Would you let him stay with you?
No.
Well, why? Y'all so close.
He lives in North Carolina, I live in Jersey. Not only that, you work, get your own place. You should have thought about that 20 plus years when you went out there and cheated on me. No, I wouldn't bring up all that, but no. No, because for one thing, I'm in a relationship now, and that wouldn't be a good look. No, I'm good. Look, I'm good. But no, I couldn't. But, okay, since you want to get, let me ask you something. Would you continue to stay with somebody if you was in love with them, but you could tell that they had zero feelings? Would you stay? Or let me rephrase that. Do you think it's wrong for somebody to keep smashing a man slash woman? If that woman or man is in love with them, but you don't give a hoot about them, would you keep smashing them? Hello? Rich Money. Uh-oh. Rich Money.
Hello, you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear
you
now.
You know what, I had you on mute. I answered your question and I had you on mute. But I had said no, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people want to take cake and eat it too as well.
Right.
So
right.
That's why they were doing me. On the other hand, I say no. But we do have another caller on the line. Let's bring that caller on.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey. All
right, state the name and where you're from.
Now you know where I'm from. This is Lavina, and I'm
from. I know where you're from, but
And I have my sister, so hold on. What's your name? Hold on.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Tanja. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
Okay. Oh, okay. So this is going to be good, you know, because I'm just getting back on the air, so we might have some fun. We might even go a little over fast, a little joint like that. So, now, ladies, let me ask y'all a question. What's the longest relationship you've been in? Now, remember, when you answer this question, believe you me, I am going to spice it up, okay? So, get ready for the mind blowing. Go ahead, caller.
Mine is more than 10 years.
More than 10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you break up in that relationship? You can answer the question, or you can be discreet about it, and you don't have to answer it. You know, but my line is for, you know, people want to know if they don't want to know it. And you choose not to answer the question, believe me, no harm done, no love lost.
All right, what was the question? Why what?
How long have you been in a relationship?
Yeah, I said
you
more
said
than
10 years,
years,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? What happened in that relationship to make y'all not be together?
We grew apart.
Okay, you grew apart. Now.
Yeah.
If that person came back to you on bending hand and knee, would you get back with them?
No.
No. Okay. Now,
hold on. Because you have no, I didn't. Because you have two people. So hold on. She's gonna answer. Go ahead.
The longest I was in a relationship was 15 years, and no, I would not take that person back.
I know that's
okay.
Right.
What was the reason why you broke up with that person?
I was married to him. And I sued him because of my kids, sacrificing for my kids, because I got tired of it.
Okay, now, do you consider yourself like a loving-hearted person?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so now, if this man came back to you looking as bad, you know this person always looked good, but he came back to you looking bad, and you got this thing on your mind about how you feel about the situation. He's just feeling, you know, he come on bending knee, and he just like, you notice it's not the way he normally is. and you see the sincere in his eyes, would you let him stay with you for a week?
No.
wait, that was not the same person that answered that question. Wait a minute here. Okay, it's starting to get juicy up in here. Okay, now, let me ask you. Wait a minute here. Now, let's try that again. Would you let that person stay with you?
No.
That don't sound like the same person that answering the question.
Because both people are answering your question. We answered it at the same time.
But what, you're not supposed to answer the question for her.
No, I answered it for myself. It's two. You're talking to two people.
Oh, okay. You answered it for yourself. Okay, I have somebody else on the line. Pete, what would you do?
Wait,
now,
you said
no. We answered the question already. I don't understand.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this. If it came down to the fact of you, let's say you married. We're going to switch it up a little. Okay, because now I got topics popping into my head. Now, let's say, okay, you're married, right?
Uh-huh.
Ask me a general question I have put up, and I do a general question every day on Facebook. I actually put this question up on the wall, okay? Now, if it came down to you feeding, we're going to say feeding first, your husband or your father, which one would you serve a plate to first? Your husband or your father?
My father.
My daddy.
Okay. Wait. I need one person at a time. I need one person to say their name and tell me who they would serve a plate to.
Is this
Tanya?
And that will
Okay. Come on, ladies. Okay. You sound like y'all getting bunched up and nervous. Yet. Come on. One person at a time. Okay. Go ahead, Tanya. Go ahead. Ask the question.
I will feed my father first, and my husband will understand that. I would have a you wouldn't question
it. Okay, you said your husband will understand that, right? We will keep that in mind. See, who would you feed first?
My father.
Okay, your father. The other caller, who we have on the line?
Are you feeling all right? You know who this is. What you mean, other caller, who you got on the line?
Come on, work with me. Lavina, who would you feed first?
Okay, that's much better. Thank you. My father.
Your father. Now, all y'all that said y'all said your father first, right?
Yeah.
But do you know if you get married that all that's supposed to come to cease? Your husband is supposed to come first. Just like a man with his wife and his mother, his wife is supposed to come first. That is just part of your family now. It is not your father. Your father has your mother. You understand? Which is his wife.
How do you know my father has?
Listen here. Okay? Now, you feed your husband first. You understand? Now, what people fail to realize is, y'all say your father's like, some guys might say their mother. You know, my wife would get fed first, and my mother would understand, because, you know, as being in a family, you understand, your family, that's the way that's supposed to be.
I'm just gonna answer you real fast. Okay, your question was, who would you feed first, your father or your husband? Okay, now one, my answer was my father, because obviously if you're asking me who would I feed first, maybe there's a problem. You didn't say that. You just said, who would you feed first? Right. Is my father ill? Is he sick? Can he feed himself? Is he on feeding food? What is it? Exactly. You didn't say that. You didn't say that.
No.
Because you didn't say that.
The question was, I post this in the general question. It's not for you. See, when you go around questions, that means you got something to hide. No matter what a question is, when you go around a question, there's always something to hide.
How you got something to hide? I answered your
speaking
question.
Speaking in general. No matter what. That's like saying, the sky is gray, right? And you look up, you see the sky is gray, but you say, well, because if you add the white with the blue and you bring it around the sky, that's what you're doing.
Okay, rich money. Okay. You asked me a question. As me being a caller, you asked me a question. I answered your question. Was there any other question that you had, Rich Money?
First of all, no, you did not answer the question. You went around the question.
No, I answered your question, and then I told you why I answered it. I answered your question. I said,
okay.
My father. And then you told us all to hold on, don't speak, and then you gave us a lecture about why you're supposed to feed your husband first, because once you get married, your husband, your family, this, that, the other. So you told me that, but I answered your question. So I'm saying, was there any other topics that you had tonight, Rich Money?
Why? No, I don't have any more topics.
Why? Oh, okay. Well, you said you know, some topics came to mind, so I was just asking.
Oh, you asking for another topic? No, I tell you, I got topics on my mind, on my head, but see, topics I got, I'm looking at the time. I'm trying not to go over, which I think we might go over. But,
okay.
Let's get into another topic
I had asked one.
Oh, what was yours?
Sure, go ahead.
It was, like, would you keep, like, okay, with you, with us being women, would you keep dealing with a man that was madly in love with you, but you had no feelings with him? Would you keep sexing him or not?
No, he got to go. I got to give him his walking papers, quick, fast, in a hurry, because if the feelings aren't the same, you have to go. There's no reason for anybody to hold on to something, and it's just not going to work. So, no.
No. I'm saying, okay, just say, I'm saying if he was madly in love with you, but
right.
you didn't have those. Okay.
Right, but if I don't love him, I'm not gonna stay. Like,
okay.
And
that
I
that's
hope,
not gonna work. Cause
I would hope that if he loved me so much, and then he knew that I didn't love him the same, I would hope he would leave too.
Right.
Like,
true.
You're not gonna make me love you if I don't love you.
Right. Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
Even though it's lonely by yourself, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be with nobody that ain't in love with me.
Okay, Tanja, what's your feedback? What would you do? Would you stay with someone if you didn't love them? Okay. What if he loves you so much? Okay. All right, gotcha. Oh, did you hear what she said?
No.
Oh, well, hold on. Okay.
Hello? I don't know if it's some feedback.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Lavina? It was like some feedback,
yeah,
and I couldn't hear her answer.
I couldn't hear it either.
I didn't hear her answer.
Hello?
You didn't hear Tanja's answer?
I hear you real clear, but I couldn't hear her.
He didn't hear. They didn't hear you, and you're on the air.
What's the answer to your question for T?
I said that I wouldn't stay with him due to the fact that I'm not going to hold my happiness up for another person.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
but you
want to
stay,
and I would never do it again.
I know that's right.
This man is bringing you flowers and roses and giving you money and clothes.
No.
Treating you like a queen and everything. You wouldn't try to sponge you over that.
Okay.
That's being materialistic. That's being materialistic, you know.
Exactly.
And like they were saying, you know, I don't care what you give me. Right. But I'm saying I don't care what you would give me. You know, if it's not a chemistry there, it's not going to work anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. It's going to die anyway. You can eat the chocolates and the flowers and
exactly.
die.
Exactly. I mean, ain't no sense in keep going through the same
up
old rigmarole, and it's not going anywhere.
That's right. I did that already. I would never repeat it again.
And it's not a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When you give them your all, and they're
never.
Not giving anything.
Hello?
But, yeah. I want to say the reason I would feed my father first. For the simple fact, my father's going to be there regardless.
he was there for me. Yeah, I understand that I got a husband now, but I still, in the end, would be my father first, because that's the man that brought me in this world, and he's going to be there regardless. You know, that, I'm hoping and praying that the marriage would last the husband, but that's my guarantee. And regardless of what happens, it's still going to be my father.
When that man break your heart.
Huh?
When that man break your heart.
Your father could break your heart.
My father
he did, but
break my heart.
But he won't break my heart in that way that a man would.
Thank you. Thank you.
If he could break my heart the way a man would, we got a problem.
Something ain't right with that picture. Yeah, I mean, you gotta play. I mean, honestly, I mean, I just feel like, you know, that's who I wish I did have my father here to feed. To be honest about it.
Yeah.
You know. So. What else you got, Rich Money?
What happened?
What else you got?
Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Huh?
Y'all hear me?
I can't hear you.
I hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can. That, yes.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Now, I have put something on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do it, you know, for my up and coming artist. Trying to get something for my up and coming artist. Come on. Now, the question is basically, okay? Now, let me ask y'all a question. Should couples give each other permission when they about to go out, or should they just go out?
Say it again. Do you ask them
other permission to go out, or should they just go out?
Permission? Well, not. I don't think it's. I don't think it's permission. I think it's like you're consulting in that person. I don't think it's permission to go out. Because, I mean, if you're an adult, you don't need permission to go anywhere. But I think when you're in a relationship, you do have to consult the person that you're with. You just can't get dressed, go out, and like, hey, I'm out. You know. I think you have to discuss it with your mate. Yeah.
I agree.
I don't think permission would be the right word.
Right. I would at least let him know that I'm going, but as far as him giving me permission, no. You know, I'm letting you know that I'm going, and I'm going regardless.
Okay, so what if he's like, well, you know what? I don't want you to go.
Okay, so babe, let's do something else then. What would you like to do?
Hey.
What? I said,
okay, babe, what would you like to do? Would you like to do something else? What would you like to do?
Okay, now let me ask you this.
I mean, why would you take the chance of going out and, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you feel, all right, let's get into some real serious stuff here, okay? Now, do you feel a real woman can go the extra mile? Hello?
Of what? Extra mile to what?
A real woman could go an extra mile with her man. Hello?
Say
that again.
Do you feel a real woman goes the extra mile to show a man she's really trying by sucking his throat?
Oh, God. Not this question again. Okay. I don't want to say.
Wait. Somebody say, oh, wait a minute. You know what? Tell me about y'all females. Speaking in general about all y'all females, y'all don't mind if a man sucks y'all toes.
My feet stink on the regular. I wouldn't even ask you to like touch my toes. Like, really? I said my feet stink on the regular, so I wouldn't ask you to touch my feet.
You know what?
They do, like, after working all day and then coming home, like, I mean, even like massaging them, I'm like, all right, like touch them if you dare, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, you
laugh. Y'all know what? Y'all
I mean, just think of it this way. Think of it this way. If I suck your toes and you have bunions, does that mean that I love you anymore because I suck your toes and you have bunions on them? Like,
I mean, you suck a toe with bunions and coins and all that. Just
ew.
That's all.
Okay, but are you going to suck my funky feet? Like, not showered or anything? Like,
I think we have a bad connection.
I'm yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I thought.
And you know what I said? So that answers your question.
No.
That shows him that you're like a ride or die chick for him. Have you ever sucked any feet in your life?
No.
Okay, well, Tanya
no.
said she's
see,
not sucking
who
any feet.
Who was that person back there? The way
that
person
was Tanya.
Around said, hell no, they sucked
uh-huh.
me the toes. Because you could tell by the way they said, hell no.
She said, the way you said, hell no, that means she sucked plenty of toes.
Rick
said that. She said she ain't sucked a Daniel toes.
She never sucked a man's toes before?
She said no.
I didn't.
There was a pause in between that hell and in between that no. That proves that she had sucked. If she's over 30, she sucked some toes before. All right, let's cut it
she
out.
Said if you're over 30, you sucked toes before.
Are you serious? A woman sucking a man's toes?
Hold on. Oh, hold on.
So, wait. Have you ever got your toes sucked?
How many toes you suck?
What?
Have you ever got your toes sucked before?
Oh, me, yeah. I've got mine, but I ain't sucking it.
So you're trying to say... You're trying to say
man
sucked your toes, but you never sucked his toes.
No, because a man's feet stink. Most women's feet don't.
My feet don't stink. I'm a man. All men's feet don't stink. I said most. You know what?
My man's feet either, but I ain't sucking no toes.
Okay, so his feet stink. If he washes his feet, what happens?
No.
She had to go for a second, but she said she had to go suck some toes.
No way.
Okay, Rich Money.
Yeah.
Have you had your toes sucked?
Have I had my toes sucked before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Was it a turn on or turn off?
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you, they were sucked in the dark. It wasn't in the light, but it wasn't. Well, I thought they actually sucked. They got pissed, though. You know. You know, my toes got pissed before. They actually put my toe in their mouth, but it was in the dark, and you know they sucked the toe
on
me, the toe with everything. So hey, that was a good thrill. Sure.
Well, whose feet are prettiest, a man or woman?
Women.
Thank you.
Well, a woman got prettier feet.
You're right, Lavina. Rich Money, have you ever sucked toes before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lavina, you never got your toes sucked before?
Yes, I have. When they were freshly showered, not after a hard day's work.
You can't go around. It's just like my first one was sick. You can't go around sucking everybody's toes. No, you don't do that. No. If the toes look nice, then, you know, you'd be like, you know, put it in your mouth, whatever the case is. But you don't suck everybody's toes. You know, people got bunions, you know, stuff like that, you know. But that's not something you do on a record.
Oh, my
God. Because you put somebody, you know, like, oh, first y'all going to suck their toes, you know. It's like somebody tossing salad. You know, I don't toss no salad. I'm not tossing somebody's salad. I'm not doing that. But some people, why?
Yeah, why?
I'm not putting my tongue towards nobody's butt. Okay, who's number one? Okay. And first of all, I don't let nobody even touching my body. So they ain't gonna be no fucking shot on my body. Okay? And I'm not close to no other shot. You don't know what's bad about it too? Because some people, you know, you gotta talk to somebody shot, you know, what the person hit me.
What happens if they like it?
You gonna do that, you gonna talk to somebody, you get a piece of tissue
what
on
happens
the
if you,
side.
What happens if you do that to a guy and he likes it? Does that mean he's gay?
Yeah, it means he's gay. Hell yeah. All right.
Or does
good
that
topic.
Just mean
like
that he's
in? Yeah, that's a good topic. Maybe we get some people to press that one button. That's a damn good topic. Yes. If you, if a man
likes
it,
does that mean he's gay if he likes it?
Oh, he's fruity. He's fruity.
Tanja said, hell yeah, that means he's gay too.
I believe
he's gay.
Yeah.
Listen, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you. A real man will not want nothing going for his butt. You understand? Ain't no way. Now, if you like a tongue in your butt, what else you like in your butt?
Fingers, pink nails, I don't know.
I do not like that. You understand? I do not play those games. I do not play those games. Don't like those games or nothing. I don't even like if nobody even touch my butt.
So you're saying if you and your woman are going down and she squeezed your butt in the making, you gonna stop?
No, there's no squeezing no butt and no making. No. 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 There's no squeezing no butt and no making. No. I squeeze y'all butt, yeah, but I'm not saying that I'm squeezing my butt. You know, squeeze the thigh. You know what I mean? Squeeze the thigh. Squeeze the leg or something.
But maybe
the
arm's not long enough for the leg.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you know what? Squeeze the top of the head. You know when you squeeze the top of the head? You understand? But it's good anyway. She can squeeze the top of my head because it's bald. And it feels just like a butt cheek. So there you go.
It's kind of funny.
But it's not as soft.
No, I that's one thing I don't say. And I think any man that likes that, let me just make clear. I was on Facebook and they were talking about this, right? And this guy was saying how you shouldn't knock it until you try it. And all
I was just
going to
say that.
They was like, yo, what is wrong with you? Some dudes don't do that. He's like, yo, like it. You know, you can't knock it until you try it, such and such. Mm. And the dude is like, yo.
Thank you.
Do you realize you say you like stuff in your butt?
Wow.
No.
Yeah. You got some serious tenderness.
That's like a woman. Do all women like
me? Yeah. Oh.
My bad.
That was Tanja that answered that question.
I don't think all women like me.
Well, I'm going to be honest
now,
with you, because I had a bad experience.
Anal sex is supposed to, you know, like pump up a woman's butt. You know, their butt is fat.
Someone said if it's too big, no.
Say what? What was that, Elevator?
I said someone said that, oh, not if it's too big.
Well, because I had a bad experience.
With that,
I don't indulge.
Okay.
But I heard it helped you. He said it. I was a date rape, and that happened.
Okay.
You know, and it wasn't a gentle or pleasant, you know. And I guess that was like a traumatizing to me, so I never tried it again. Because I was just the fear of it, you know, the way that it felt before.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you know, I guess I was just traumatized from it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, you know, about nobody else, but that's the reason that I don't want to, you know, go that route.
Right.
Well,
which is understandable.
That's understandable.
Yeah. You know, but I'm not going to say that, you know, the word they say never say never. I think if I really, really trusted someone and I had been with them for a while and, you know, we worked on that situation, I think that I would try.
I don't know, but that's a lot of trust right there, little lady. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, it's got to be a lot, you know, because, like I said, you know, everybody is not going to beat you. And like you say, it depends on, you know, what they're working with, too.
Wow.
What happened, Rick?
I said, wow.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, my favorite word is, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And that's my fear right now, because, you know, I just feel like that is going to just be, that's an excruciating pain, like before.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, you know, everybody has their opinion on that.
Yeah, maybe before I leave off this earth, I'll try, but I ain't in no rush. Yeah, so.
Okay, guys, I'm probably going to lose you. My battery is dying. But love you guys.
Yeah,
I had a good time.
Love you too.
But my up-and-coming artist just inboxed me. You're talking about the Game Ready Call now. But you know what? It's too late now. So, no. I don't play no games. Nothing changed but the day.
I know
it's a call on time or just don't call it off. And without just informing him, no. It's too late. So, maybe I haven't got one. But the man music is fire. I'm going to ask you to play one of his tracks before we leave. But, ladies, I appreciate y'all joining me. Everybody on the line, I definitely appreciate y'all joining me as well. So, we just going to call it an end for the night.
Thank you.
We're going to call it an end for the night. But tune in next week, and I'm going to have that up-and-coming artist, Columbia BT, on the air, as well as doing what he do. And a special guest, I hope he's dressed from Dallas Effect, but he's a raw thing. I will inform y'all to let y'all know what's going on. All right?
All right, thank
again,
you.
Ladies, I appreciate y'all calling in. Remember,
no problem.
It's Rudy if you let them mess with the booty. Okay, let
oh,
me put
stop.
That in
you know
the okay? I'm going to definitely let you know the facts on that. All right? I'm your host for tonight. This morning, I had a ball. T, you got any last words before we go?
No, I enjoyed everything, as always. Glad for you to be back.
All right, yeah, we definitely going to take it another level. You know, things moving kind of slow. Everybody, I guess they want to get warmed up. For all my GQ General Question people that's on the air right now, I want to thank you for tuning in. And once again, it's been a pleasure. I am your host, Rich Money. Tune in next weekend. And also press that one button. Don't be scared. This is my man, Columbian BT, who's supposed to be on tonight. And this joint is called She Crazy. Remember when you heard it? DC Palace Radio Love Entertainment. It's Brother Baby. And I'm out of here, baby.
Peace.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Peace.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure. Formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
SAD, done went crazy. Twice in that bitch crazy. She ain't my wife, but that hoe crazy. I swear, Lord, these bitches done went crazy.
looking for no relationship. When I met you, you was down for that smash ago, and I spared you. You was another. You dreaming. If you think that I'm gon' marry you, stop tripping. Don't make me embarrass you. Quit flexing. Tagging me on your Instagram, Columbia. Ain't worried about no freak. She crazy. She'll flat your tire, she don't give a. She crazy. That good, just got her stuck. She crazy. She the type to play that pregnant shit. I ain't the type to hit you wrong. Try me with that baby.
Done with crazy. Done went crazy. Twice and that bitch crazy. She ain't my wife, but that hoe crazy. She won't lock me down, can't lock me down. I swear to Lord, can't lock me down. Won't lock me down, can't lock me down. I swear to Lord, these bitches done went crazy. These bitches done went crazy. Run around with that 40 on me. Try and see what your hoe about. Yo, ain't talking my shit. So bein' it what I go about. And I'm getting it for a low amount. Four cars, I'm rolling out. And that booty like a soul thumb. And that tight Dre high poking out. Come forward, I'm focused now. Still be lying. OG, what I'm smoking now. Can't turn me down, I'm too loud. Deep done went crazy, crazy. I would never let that money change me. I'm the same me, for real. I remember when I touched my first $100 bill. You done left your home and here with me. And I don't know how to chill. And this may sound a little conceited, but I know I'm up out of here. Crazy bitch, and I know just how she feel. I say that bitch done went crazy. I say that bitch done went crazy.